This is chapter 14 of the Polar Bear Explorers Club. The ship wasn't far away, and it didn't take long to find it. It was frozen at an angle in the ice, looking pale and ghostly in the moonlight, with the prow rising up into the sky, its shredded sails hanging in tatters, and gaping holes showing through the rotted, crumbling wood. Cold and still in the starlight, it seemed like a dead thing, a husk, a ghost ship. "Wow," Shay said, "that is extraordinary." He turned to grin at the others. "Isn't being an explorer just the best thing in the whole world?" Everyone agreed. The ship was magnificent. But the problem was that it wasn't stuck in the middle of a vast flat expanse of ice, as they had expected. At first, Stella thought it was perched on the edge of a cliff. But then she saw that this was no cliff. It was a wave that had frozen right at its highest peak. A ladder ran all the way up the ship's hull, but the rungs sparkled with ice, and the whole thing looked a bit precarious. "Do you think it's safe?" Ethan asked, peering at it suspiciously. "The wave is frozen solid," Shay replied. "It'll be fine. Besides, it looks like this is our only option." They quickly put up their one tent, which was only just large enough to shelter the animals, and then the four explorers took one of the mountain climbing ropes and tied it round their waist to form a chain. Shay was in the front, then Stella, followed by Ethan, and finally Beanie.